We're Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. And Barb, today we're going to go to Medellin because we're talking about the topic, why is she so emotional?
I don't know. But at the end of the day at our house...
Why is she so emotional?
We like to talk. I like to talk. And I want to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And I think it was about 2 days ago you looked at me and you said, Barb, I don't want to listen and I don't want to talk. I'm done for the day.
Yeah.
I think you'd run out of words.
Yeah, it doesn't happen too often, does it?
No.
But every once in a while, I think I'm just...
just a guy. Compartmentalized.
But I'm a guy that's got, you know, a little extra grace handed to me with some extra bandwidth occasionally. But there are times where, you know what, I just can't compute any more information. And a lot of times we as men will look to a buddy and just go, I don't get how or why or where this or are we really that different? And you know what? We're going to get some research today.
We are. You know, yesterday you woke up acting like a guy too. You put your stocking cap on as soon as you got out of bed. And I looked at you. I said, are you okay? And you said, you know how you like to audibleize all your thoughts? I said, yes. And you said, I need you to start talking silently and we'll get along just fine.
I think I said man up or something.
Yeah. I think we need to... In other words, you didn't want to talk yesterday morning either.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's room for the differences. And today on the program, we're going to talk about men and women and the differences. And it really begins with the brain, even before we're born. There is a man by the name of Mark George. He's a psychiatrist. And he found in his research that the sexes clearly respond differently during emotions, during things that make us sad. And in his experiments that he writes about, he said that melancholy feelings activated neurons in an area of a woman's brain 8 times larger than in men's brains.
Yeah, I mean, Barb, that is a difference between men and women because women's neurons are being activated, far higher in proportion than they are in men. And that's just the beginning of the research that we want to look at today. Because we also know that scientific evidence has confirmed that men and women are wired differently. About 80% of males utilize one side of their brain at a time. So that's the logic side, that's the problem-solving side, whereas females retrieve and store information simultaneous. And we know that there's something called the corpus callosum, and it's a bundle of nerve fibers that connect the left and the right hemisphere in the brain. And when neurologists and brain surgeons are doing research on the brain, literally, the corpus callosum is thicker. So the highway connecting the two hemispheres of the brain is thicker in a woman's brain than in a man's brain.
And do you know that begins before birth?
Yeah, there's this wash that we're going to talk about.
An androgen wash,
yeah.
Which is testosterone.
Yeah, that washes over when the child is still being carried by the mother. And it's absolutely fascinating that corpus callosum is thicker in women because women can go back and forth between those two different hemispheres. So they can be problem solving. They can be experiencing intuition and feelings and emotion, move right back into logic. Whereas a man, when he's interacting with a woman, so bring this down to a husband and wife, many times doesn't know where she's going. Doesn't know which side of the brain that she is interacting with. And there's humor about that and, communication studies about that. But drilling it down for every husband and wife listening, often what we'll do is we'll look at that and say, okay, how do I connect then, knowing that those differences do persist?
Well, we also like to say that there are extroverts and introverts. And we're not just going to go generic here on genders. But if you're introverted, you're more of a silent talker. I mean, you're thinking all different options to the thing, but the conflict or the communication that you're having with your mate, but you're talking silently in your thoughts. Then there are verbal thinkers who say everything they think out loud, and those are more extroverted personalities. So there are differences, from the brain in men and women to even temperaments and personalities.
Well, that's why at the end of the day, Barb, when we sit down in our two chairs, we begin to communicate. What I need to do is to be able to access both sides of your experience. And so I want to hear the feelings, listen to the feelings, honor the feelings, cherish the feelings, help you feel safe and secure to experience them and express them. but also be willing to access your logic and your problem solving. And, you know, at conferences over the last several months or the last year or so, I've been giving an exercise where, you know, I outstretch my arm and I hold a piece of Kleenex, a tissue, and I release the tissue and I say it's like a tree releasing a leaf in the fall when the leaves are falling from the trees. And when that leaf falls, you know, what you can do is you can watch it kind of drift in space there until it hits the ground, or you can try to catch it. And often what I will do as a man is when you release an emotion, it's like a tree releasing that leaf or my outstretched hand releasing that Kleenex and starts to drift. If I try to catch it before it lands, what I'm doing is it's as if I am inhibiting the experience and the expression of your emotion. So I can take that tissue or I can take that leaf and I can squish it in the palm of my hand. And that's sometimes, Barb, what I've been guilty of doing with your emotions, is taking the strength of those and you're trying to process them with your husband, and I'm taking them and I'm stopping them, or I'm trying to solve them, or I'm inhibiting the feeling that you're processing. You're just verbally processing it, but I don't know where it's going, so it pushes fear buttons in me, and I'm trying to determine how to respond.
Well, I was talking to one of our daughters yesterday, and she and I were laughing because she is exactly like me, and she audibilizes every single thought. And even when I listen to her, sometimes I think, oh, this is going to be a long phone call. And then I stand all the way back and I think, that's what Gary thinks at the end of every day. This is going to be a long conversation.
And I could fix it really quickly, Barb, if you
Why?
Would,
because... You have the ability to separate and store information simply because you're a man.
Yeah.
And oftentimes a man is more compartmentalized. Why? Because he had the androgen wash over the corpus callosum while you were in your mother's womb. And the bridge just isn't as thick between the left brain and the right brain.
And I had an extra wash, I think.
I don't think so. But I do know this, that a woman is different oftentimes. And the difference is this, that I would compare it to like a file cabinet. And if you work at your desk during the day, you take files out of the file cabinet. And unless every one of those files have been worked through from start to finish, you don't file them away. There might be issues that come up during the day where your wife needs to revisit those issues so that she can, in an analogy, so to speak, take the file and close it up and file it away. What's that look like? It means that you let her talk. It means that you let your wife drain the pain. It means that you let her start and end a story, and that you show your listening and your connection and your you provide emotional safety and attachment. And you show her that maybe you don't understand everything she's talking about, but you're willing to muddle through. You might even say, you mean it? It sounds like you had a bad day. Yes. It sounds like you had a fight with your sister. Yes. And instead of saying, don't call your sister, you just let her come to those conclusions, or you say, well, what do you need from me? A hug? Do you need me to listen to you? You need me to pray with you? You need me to take you out to dinner? I mean, that could work too. So anyway, you are connecting to your wife, and that alone spells, I care about you. I love you. You're still important to me. Boy, does that grow a marriage.
You know, Barb, in your book, Connecting with Your Wife, and we have that at our ministry on CD right now, and it'd be a great book for some of our guys to listen to. You know, you talk about valuing, a husband valuing his wife's opinion, hearing her thoughts, letting her process it, affirming the things that she's doing right. You know, vocalizing our appreciation, even in the smallest things, for our bride, and being open to every part of life with our sweetheart, our home, our kids, our family, our friends, our faith, and not only sharing our own thoughts, but also listening to our wife's thoughts as she processes through them. Did God mean it as a cruel joke to make us different when He created our brains? No. He needs us to affirm the differences and honor one another. What do you think about today's topic? Go to americasfamilycoaches.com/free and get some resources.